Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. That's the music of the Bad Plus, one of the most influential jazz trios of the new century. They'll be one of three headliners for the Wine, Jazz, and World Fete coming up this Thursday through Saturday at Guthrie Green and the brand new jazz club Duet in the Archer Building just a block south of the Green. The club opens officially on Thursday with trumpeter Christian Scott as its debut artist, and it also opens the festival. The Bad Plus will play Friday night, and Saturday features music from 3:30 on the Green with trombonist Delfio Marcellus as headliner. Joining me today to talk about the festival is Mike Koster, co-director of Tulsa Roots Music, who's producing the festival in conjunction with my other guest, Jeff Sloan, the new programming manager for Duet. This native Tulsan returns home after working in jazz venues in California for a number of years, including the Kumbwa Jazz Center in Santa Cruz. The Wine, Jazz, and World Fete takes place this Thursday through Saturday in and around Guthrie Green. And they join me to preview the festival. Mike and Jeff, welcome to Studio Tulsa. Thanks very much for joining us.
Good morning.
Yeah. Mike, this has been a very successful month of concerts with Tulsa Roots Music, and you're culminating with sort of a much bigger event than Tulsa Roots Music has ever done before, this Wine, Jazz, and World Fete. How did this come about?
Well, I've actually been working on this for about 5 years and trying to pull the money together and pull the interest together. And, you know, the stars just never really quite aligned until this guy sitting to my left over here, Jeff Sloan, came to town, and new jazz club, which Jeff will talk about, came to town. And I think it kind of got everyone thinking about jazz. And it just felt like the time was right to do a very serious festival that involves jazz. This festival is also about world music, so it's kind of where world music and jazz collide. So we're actually in our 7th year of programming at Guthrie Green, Tulsa Roots Music is. This actually hasn't been announced, but I'll announce it right now. This was actually our final season of Tulsa Roots Rocks the Green, which was a 4-to-5-week, 4-to-5 Sundays, consecutive Sundays, where we had all sorts of music, very eclectic. And we decided that this year, partially because of this jazz festival, that as we move into 2019, we're going to put our resources into festivals. And so you'll see some things that we've done before. Our Global Bash, which is an ethnic and global music festival. It's our biggest event. You'll see that on Guthrie Green, and people are used to that. We're going into our 6th year. You'll see this new Jazz Fete, which will be starting this coming weekend. And then you'll see a couple new events as well. So it's a year of transition for us.
So instead of going a month-long series, you're really going to concentrate all your music into a single weekend or maybe a couple of weekends.
Yeah, you're going to see 4 real big bangs where they will be multi-day events in 2019.
Yeah. Now, this Jazz Fete, it looks like this is... We really haven't had a jazz festival in Tulsa for a number of years. Greenwood Jazz Festival, that's going back to the 90s, where it was sort of a cut-down version of a New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Fest. Do you anticipate this Jazz Fete sort of morphing into something like that down the road? Or is this really an experiential weekend?
Well, it's not a one-off. It's designed to be, this is the inaugural event, and so we're looking at an annual event. And I think that before, when I was talking about all the stars aligning, I think one of the things that had to happen is the people who are involved, the aesthetic direction, everyone had to sort of agree on that. And I think with Jeff coming to town, with the way that we want to go, my partner Julie Watson and I want to go with the Jazz Fete, I think we aligned really with Jeff's aesthetics and with what some folks at the Kaiser Foundation, who are backing much of this, want to see. I think we all just kind of, without even talking about it very much, we just sort of align aesthetically in terms of what we want to do.
Well, the new player is the Duet restaurant, which is a for-profit restaurant, but the club part of it is really almost non-profit in a way, is it not, Jeff?
Well, the Kaiser Foundation in general is based on non-profit. Initially, Mr. Kaiser had gone to Tuck Curran, who had a restaurant called Biga, which is on Peoria, and was one of his favorite restaurants. And they approached Tuck and Kate Curran about potentially hosting a restaurant in the space in the Archer Building. So that's where we are located. The basement of that building now houses a jazz club, which is a world-class design by Lilly Architects, who did the whole building, state-of-the-art listening room. So it kind of made sense, and I had come up with the idea. I came up with a bunch of different names that had a little bit of music connotation, but Duet seemed to fit the restaurant and the club working together. It's obviously a duet. So you have piano and saxophone, you have steak and lobster, you have the club and the restaurant. So we're all in one duet together, along with the Tulsa Roots and the Jazz Festival weekend. Here's another example of a duet.
Now, the idea was to, the story going around is Mr. Kaiser wanted to recreate Yoshi's, which is a famous jazz club in San Francisco. Is that a true story?
Yeah. Yoshi's actually is based at Oakland, California. They did have one in San Francisco for a while, but the one in Oakland has been longstanding for at least 40 years, maybe longer. They've changed locations there in Jack London. But I believe Stanton Doyle and also George Kaiser and his wife, Cookie, all have attended shows at Yoshi's. And it seemed like a great model because they also do fine dining with jazz, with live jazz. So it seemed like a really nice model to follow. And that's been a big part of my background at a place called Kumba Jazz, which is in Santa Cruz, which was actually like a sister venue of Yoshi's. So you might see three nights of shows at Yoshi's one night, and then on Monday night, they would come to Santa Cruz and play. So we're working with almost all the same acts.
So the Wine, Jazz, and World Fete actually opens with the grand opening of the club. Tell us about the grand opening.
Yes. We were having a bit of trouble figuring out our timeline of when we could actually be open because of construction. And that's a pretty normal with a building that's from 1929. And the basement was very raw. It was not built out at all. There was no sewer or any kind of running water or electricity barely down there. So once we figured out what the timeline was, I have become good friends with Mike and Julie for over the past year. They were some of the first folks that I met. And looking at how, again, the stars are aligning with October and the Jazz Festival and trying to get the club open on that same deadline. So that was what we were really pushing for, and it looked like it all came together. So we decided that because it's all jazz, that we will try to have our grand opening weekend on Thursday the 4th, which is with Christian Scott, and with the Bad Plus on Friday night, which is on the 5th.
And that's the sort of caliber of musicians you'll be having come in. Will that be like a sort of a weekly schedule as the club continues, or maybe a couple events a month? How's it going to work?
Yeah, the programming basically looks like Tuesday through Thursday would be local and regional touring acts. It's what I call local live, which could be anywhere from Tulsa to big band, could be groups from Kansas City, St. Louis, Dallas. And then we also are featuring comedy at least twice a month during that time period. And then on Fridays and Saturdays are more reserved for national and international touring acts. Some being names I've already booked, Allison Miller and Boom Tick Boom from New York City. Tia Fuller will be coming. Christian McBride is booked later in the year. I'm looking at next year, Joshua Redman, John Schofield, Bill Frisell. So there's lots of goodies coming down the pipe.
Yeah, well, that sounds great. Mike, you were talking about how this festival this weekend will sort of set the stage for what Tulsa Roots Music's festivals look like down the road. How is that going to work? What should people expect to see when they come out to the festival Friday or Saturday?
Well, the cool thing about this is that we get to intersect so much with Duet. And, you know, it really is an aligning of the stars that Duet is opening on the same weekend that we're having the Jazz Festival. And so it became very easy to get together and say, let's integrate this whole thing and have a really big jazz weekend. But regardless, even if the club had opened earlier, we still would have gotten together with Duet and made a lot of things happen. So I'll just sort of run you through it. So you come out on Thursday. It's the big grand opening of Duet. It's all Duet that night. Christian Scott is playing. You've got a couple shows, 8 and 10, I think. And that's sort of the big blast there. On Friday, which is October 5th, we have sort of a shortened schedule out at Guthrie Green because it's first Friday. So the stuff's all going to be happening that evening. At 6 o'clock, the Booker T. Washington Jazz Combo will open. And then at, I believe, 7 o'clock, Yemen Blues will be on. Now, Yemen Blues is a very, very interesting band. It's probably the hottest world music band in the Middle East, very well known in places like New York and Los Angeles, not so much in the middle of the country. So, and again, this is a group that I've been trying to get here for about 5 years. So the stars aligned for that, too.
And really, that this whole genre of Middle Eastern-influenced jazz is, you know, Avishai Cohen. There's a whole group of musicians that are taking oftentimes Middle Eastern rhythms and putting them into a Western jazz context. It's an interesting amalgam of music. Is Yemen Blues the same way?
Yemen Blues is a group of musicians from New York City, Tel Aviv, and somewhere in South America. It's an interesting mix of musicians. They're really kind of based in the Middle East, but they take Muslim, Christian, and Jewish musical traditions from the Middle East. They funk it up with kind of a New Orleans thing. They have this constant conversation, musical conversation going with American blues, which seems to be the river running underneath everything. Even you go to another continent, there's the American blues under there somewhere. And his singing is very kind of Arabic chanty in a way. Mm-hmm. So, and the whole thing has this kind of jazz tingle going on all around it. And the musicians are so accomplished. They're just top-notch guys. Mm-hmm. They became a really, really big hit on the world music scene about 8 years ago, and they haven't stopped. So I'm super excited to have this kind of music here. What's cool about that is it's the first Friday. There are going to be a lot of people.
And they will be at the Guthrie Green.
It'll be free at the Guthrie Green. This is kind of cool, too. So that'll be free at Guthrie Green. Once that ends, folks can head over to Duet. This is on the Friday night. We have a wine tasting over at Duet with some fantastic wines. And then right after that wine tasting, the Bad Plus, one of the hottest, you know, jazz trios out there.
For $10.
For 10 bucks. Yes, it's a very underwritten show. So we got together with Jeff on that. We wanted to get the ticket price really low. And so there's your Friday night. I mean, what a fantastic night of music. Going into Saturday, you're going into what more typically looks like a festival on Guthrie Green. But so you'll go all day out there. We've got Rio Miro, which is a big Colombian and Ecuadorian marimba ensemble. That'll be a very interesting group to see. And there are some outreach activities going on in the green in addition to their regular set. We've got the Mike Cameron Collective out there. We've got Reflejos Flamencos, which is a Spanish flamenco group out there. And we've got a guy that I really am a huge fan of, Delfio Marsalis. And it's just great to have Marsalis come to Tulsa and play for free on Guthrie Green. Then that night when Delfio's done, folks can jam right over to Duet. And Duet, I should say, a lot of people don't know where Duet is. It's I always tell them, I've been announcing this on Guthrie Green at our concerts. Look, there's this great new club. We're going to be doing some stuff there. It's really awesome. It's right next door to Magic City Books. And people kind of get okay, that's where it is. It's so close to Guthrie Green. You can just walk right over there. And then Comzy will be leading a jam that Saturday night over at Duet. So there's a lot of stuff intertwining with Duet. A lot of stuff during the day at Guthrie Green that's free. You get over Duet, some of it's ticketed. And like Jeff said, some of those tickets are pretty severely underwritten on that weekend, so a little cheaper.
Yeah. Now, how you're going to operate at Guthrie Green, I guess this is how you've been doing a lot of your shows at Guthrie Green, where you have the main stage and then you have the shed, if you will,
right.
the back portion of the green. You set up a band there, so you have basically continuous music.
That's right. So you go out to Guthrie Green and you'll see performance art going on all day on the lawn. You'll see some demonstrations and interactive stuff going on the lawn with the bands. You'll see in between main stage sets up on the dock, some flamencos, some jazz guitar. And then, of course, the main thing is what you're going to see on that main stage.
Now, the wine part of it, you mentioned the wine tasting takes place on Friday, right?
We've got a couple different wine tastings. Okay. We've got one on Friday night at Duet. I believe that starts at 9 o'clock, Jeff?
Correct.
Yeah. 9 o'clock, fantastic layout of wines. All of the wines are connected in some way to jazz and or New Orleans, top shelf wines. And we've got a limited amount of space for folks for that wine tasting. You can go to our website if you're interested in RSVPing for that. If you do the wine tasting, you also automatically get in to see the Bad Plus, which will be immediately following. Then we have another tasting that will be on Saturday on Guthrie Green, and Delfio Marsalis will actually be hosting that. That, unfortunately, is sold out.
But nonetheless, I think it's awesome that you'll be able to see major jazz artists like this on Guthrie Green for free. And that's sort of the idea of what you're shooting for, a mixture of ticketed events and free events.
It's a different model for us. We've done almost, in fact, everything we've done over the last 7 years has been free. This gives us an opportunity to do not only the big free things that everyone can come to and bring your kids and your dogs and all that good stuff, some more exclusive things, some wine tastings, some really gives us some flexibility to maneuver and add these elements.
My guest today is Mike Koster of Tulsa Roots Music and Jeff Sloan, the programming manager for the new jazz club Duet, also in the Tulsa Arts District. The Tulsa Roots Music and Duet are presenting the Wine, Jazz, and World Fete at Guthrie Green and Duet Thursday through Saturday. It opens with the grand opening of Duet with Christian Scott, amazing New Orleans-based trumpet player who is now just taking the world by storm. The other headliner on Friday at Duet will be the Bad Plus, and Saturday on the Green, a free concert by Delfio Marsalis and his quintet. great music. So, Mike, let me ask you, in the 7 years of Tulsa Roots music, you've sort of watched the Arts District grow up. And I guess this is what's informing this decision to go to maybe festival-based events for Tulsa Roots music. How's the district changed in the 7 years you've been doing these Tulsa Rocks the Greens and the Global Fest and the like?
Well, you know, in a way, Guthrie Green is the reason I even came here. I mean, my wife and I moved here 8 years ago. We'd been hearing about Tulsa, and we were sort of looking for something new and fresh. We were living in Santa Fe and had been there for a long time at the time. And I wanted to do a series that was free in a public park. Now, at the time, there was no Guthrie Green. It didn't exist. But it was very much an idea that was already, the planning was already in process. It's really funny because my wife works at Philbrook, and the director of Philbrook was kind of giving us a sales job on Tulsa. And he said, you know, this is going to be a fantastic park. And, you know, he sort of gave us this list of things that were going on in Tulsa that I thought, oh, man, you know, how much of this is actually true? You know, and basically he's talking about the story that has unfolded in the last 7 years down in the Arts District. And so that pad of cement with trucks leaking oil all over it, you know, is now one of the premier places to see, and it's won numerous awards nationally, and it's one of the premier places to see music in Tulsa. When it first started out, things were, I don't think anybody knew how it would evolve. There wasn't much of an organization running things at Guthrie Green. It was really a bunch of interested parties. That could be Tulsa Roots Music, that could be the Symphony, that could be Horton Records, that could be whatever. Who all got together and said, we want to do stuff here. And they, you know, they all had a resume. You know, they all could do the job. But I think things have evolved now to the point where you're seeing a lot more in-house signature events, things like Soul Fest. I hear they had 20,000 people down there for Soul Fest this last weekend.
Right.
Things like the Luau, things like the Hip Hop Festival. I think things are just sort of skewing toward festivals.
Jeff Sloan, you have a great opening weekend with the Bad Plus and Christian Scott opening your club. And, you know, I think for really serious jazz listeners, most of the time they're making the trek over to Bentonville or to Fayetteville.
Yeah, from Fayetteville.
Or Columbia, Missouri.
Correct. That's correct.
I assume the idea will be those series there bring in very top-notch musicians. The idea would be to partner with those organizations to bring those musicians to Tulsa?
Yeah, so starting in December, I spent about 3 months creating what I call a booking route, venue booking route. So I had to reach out to find those venues that you just mentioned that are doing something that is alike and in line with what I'm doing. So in other words, they're paying artists a really decent fee to draw them into the area. Most of my artists are in New York City, some are on the West Coast. The Midwest in general has been a flyover area for many, many years, or it might just be one stop and then they're off to Vancouver, Seattle to finish their tour. So the idea is to create a route from Chicago to Albuquerque. Mm. And I have cities, I have 33 venues and 11 states, I believe, on my route now. Something that no one else has ever recreated before because either they didn't have the time, the energy, or the resources to do it. So I got all these venues behind me. The artists aren't guaranteed gigs at those venues, but this is giving the artists and the agencies a lot of firepower now where they can really work on a route now.
And you can work on a route, and yet for each of the individual venues, it becomes more economical than bringing an artist in for a one-off
concert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you said, they're at Murray's in Missouri one night, and then they're down at Bentonville or Fayetteville Walton Arts Center the next night, and then they're over to Tulsa, then they're over to Outpost in Albuquerque.
All right. Well, we wish you great success with this opening weekend.
Thank you, sir.
What's the best way to get information about all the music? Would it be Tulsa Roots Music?
TulsaRootsMusic.org. If you go there, it'll have the entire lineup, all the bios, everything you need to know.
And how do people find out about what's going on Duet down
the
road?
Yeah, so Duet, we have a website, which is duetjazz.com. All of our ticketing comes through eventbrite.com, so you can actually go directly to Eventbrite. You'll pull it up. You'll see the list of shows. There'll be, you know, buy a ticket now, you click on that, and it'll walk you through the whole process. It's very simple and fairly painless. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we are very excited to share Duet with Tulsa, a long-awaited jazz venue for the whole Midwest, really.
Can I say one more thing, Rich? Mm-hmm. I think that really important, I was just having this conversation with my wife about what do you look for when you go into a restaurant, or what do you look for when you go into a music club, or what do you look for when you go into a museum? And we were talking about what makes these lifestyle improvements that we've seen in Tulsa, what's making them? And we decided that what you're looking for is a curated experience. When you go into a restaurant, you don't want just the same old fare. You want a chef who has definite opinions. And that chef is going to work those opinions out on you. And if he's really, really good, you may not agree with him all
or
the
she.
Time. Or she. He or she. Yes, sorry. she over at Duet, right?
Yes, Nico yes. Alpert.
Nico Alpert, yeah. That is what really, really makes life rich. And with Duet coming online, we've got Jeff Sloan. And Jeff really is acting as
a curator. Yeah.
He is using his decades of knowledge and good taste to bring to Tulsa the best jazz in the world. And I'm not a guy who's been steeped in jazz for 30 years. Jazz is fairly new to me. So I'll be relying on Jeff to curate my experience. When he calls me and goes, maybe there's somebody I've never heard of before. When he calls me and goes, you got to come over and you got to see this, Koster, come over. And mm-hmm. then I'm going to go over there and I'm going to check that out. So it's just one more thing in Tulsa where you have an individual in a key area that is really going to enrich our lives.
Well, we look forward to it. Great weekend of music at the Guthrie Green and Duet. Gentlemen, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike Koster of Tulsa Roots Music and Jeff Sloan from Duet talking about the upcoming Wine, Jazz, and World Fete this Thursday through Saturday at Guthrie Green and Duet. Christian Scott kicks off the festival and opens officially the new jazz club Thursday evening. The Bad Plus headline on Friday night, and there'll be a variety of acts playing on Saturday at Guthrie Green, along with headliner Delphio Marcellus. Our own Scott Gregory from this program and all this jazz will be host for both Friday and Saturday night's music. Information on all the events of the festival at TulsaRootsMusic.org. That's Wine, Jazz, and World Fete headliner Christian Scott, and you're listening to Studio Tulsa. Tulsa's literary community lost an important champion 2 weeks ago when Cindy Hulsey, the co-founder of the Tulsa Literary Coalition and Magic City Books, passed away. Here's her friend and colleague, Jeff Martin, with a remembrance.
I first met Cindy nearly 20 years ago when I was just a kid working in a bookstore. I got to know her and her husband from their nearly weekly visits. I'd usually see them on Saturday afternoons and tell them about the hottest new reads or my latest favorites, and they'd do the same for me. As I began to start putting on large author events and partnering with outside organizations, I had my first opportunities to work with the Tulsa City County Library. Cindy, who worked at Central Library, was often my point person. Our first true author event together was bringing in Secret Life of Bees author Sue Monk Kidd in the spring of 2006. A few years later, when I left the bookstore and started my own thing, I began teaming up with Cindy more frequently, culminating in 2013 with a truly epic and now slightly infamous event with Fight Club author Chuck Palahniuk, just after Central closed for some major renovations. Cindy and I often talked about the pipe dream of opening a bookstore. To be honest, she talked about it much more than I, but she had a great job with wonderful coworkers. Why leave to try something crazy? But in 2015, when the stars aligned and the moment arrived, the first person I reached out to was Cindy. I wouldn't and couldn't have done it without her. I asked her to quit her job, which paid well, had nice benefits, and so many government holidays. She'd been there for almost 2 decades, but thankfully, she said yes. She was courageous in a way I'm not sure I could ever be. From that moment on, we embarked on a journey that was longer, more difficult, and ultimately more rewarding than we'd ever imagined. In late 2015, we founded the nonprofit Tulsa Literary Coalition. In June of 2016, we had our first ever author event under the banner of Magic City Books. We wanted someone cool to kick it off. We got Stephen King. The store was supposed to open that fall. Long story, very short, we opened more than a year later, on Monday, November 20th, 2017, the week of Thanksgiving. Hundreds of people lined up on a cold morning to watch us cut the ribbon and buy the first books. Here we are, not even a year later, and Cindy is gone. 3 months ago, in one of those out-of-the-blue medical moments, she went from totally fine to terminally ill. She died recently. She was 58 years old. There's no silver lining or comforting explanation. It feels like an amputation of sorts. Just hours after her passing, I was on stage, talking to another author. It struck me as we chatted that this was the first author event I'd ever done without Cindy in my life. Of course, she'll always be with me in memory, but right now the vacancy is deafening. I keep telling myself that this could have happened last year, before Cindy saw her dream, our dream, fully realized. That certainly would have been worse. And perhaps there are degrees to this sort of randomness that can provide some comfort. But I believe that the best and maybe only way to stay connected to the people you loved is to experience the things they loved. I know the books that changed and impacted Cindy's life. She told me about them all the time. I've read a few. I plan to read them all, over time, just to keep the conversation going.
Jeff Martin is the chairperson of the Tulsa Literary Coalition and a contributor to Studio Tulsa. We leave you with music by Delphio Marcellus and remind you that Studio Tulsa is produced and edited by Scott Gregory. I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.